Good morning. I'm Peter Inch along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the ultimate home comfort show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. Thank you for listening today. We hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning. And I don't know if we're going to talk about curling today, but we may talk a little bit about it. But most important, we would love to answer your questions, so please send those in to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca, and you'll be entered into a draw to win a thermostat at the end of the month. How's Mr. Gilbert?
Good, thanks.
Just licking my wounds over the Leafs overtime loss on Wednesday night, because we're taping on Thursday. But yes, so hopefully, you know, when this show airs, Friday we'll have gotten past the Tampa Bay Lightning and win Game 7 in Toronto. But who knows?
We are taping this. This is Friday today, Steve.
Sorry. It was yesterday. It was Thursday. I'm just all mixed up.
I know you've been. Steve and I were on a trip to Cornwall for an industry meeting, and we were there for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And I know it's been tough being with me for those 2 days.
In the car?
Yeah. 6-hour drive back.
Yeah,
but I got lots of material for the next few shows.
Apparently.
Trip,
yep. So. Goes both ways, though, remember?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well,
goes both ways.
I'm pretty, a blank book or whatever?
An open book. Open book.
We... 599 people on Facebook, one short of 600. Come on, we got to get there. Get to 600, we'll move it.
Do you want me to just like us now and then that'll get us to 600?
It's follow us. You got to follow us. Okay, I'm not. I like is nice, but follow is important.
Got to follow.
That's mean you're checking, making sure you know what's going on here.
Okay, good.
We are still looking for volunteers for the 2023 Tim Hortons Briar.
Right. How many are we at?
We were at 183 when I left for our trip. I haven't gone in to take a look.
We need 380?
Yep.
Okay.
So get in and register. Go to www.curling.ca. Look for events. Go to the Briar. Hit volunteers. You'll see our lovely logo. And you can fill out that form.
Yes. And then still don't know if I'm accepted or not, but...
Yeah, that's it. They listen.
Oh, do they?
I always got to struggle with, but.
I see, yes. Okay, all right.
You when we were driving, you kind of floored me.
Oh.
Because, I went to open the window, and you went, whoa, close that window. We got to keep the air conditioning in here. And the cabin filter keeps the air clean. I'm going.
Let's take this into context. Can we? When we get in the car, it's a warm day. I set my side of the car for 21, which is a nice, comfortable temperature. You take your air conditioning control and see how low it goes. Actually, all it says is low.
Yeah, it goes below. It goes 15 and then low.
And then low. So you've turned it to low, and then you want to open the window. And all I said is, what are you opening the window for? We've just created all this cold air and you just want to flush it out of the car? I said, especially you who want your climate-controlled, HEPA air-filtered, pure environment, want to introduce new stuff into the cabin? I said, close the window.
But didn't that air feel good in there? And then I look over.
Feel good. I almost had to put a coat on because yours was migrating to my side.
Well, I looked over and you've turned it up to 18.
Well, yes.
We should put in context, this is Steve's brand new car that he's had, 5 days.
Yes.
So, I couldn't eat in the car.
Couldn't eat in the car. It was bad enough you had that melted chocolate bar sitting on the dashboard.
That was driving you nuts.
Are you kidding me?
And then we had to go through a car wash because we had too many bugs on the window.
And you said, those bugs aren't coming off the car. And little lo and behold, but it only went through it 6 times before, yes.
to get it cleaned up. So we made it home safely.
We did.
I think it was 9:30. Got to see the end of the third in the overtime.
Yes, yes.
And I was hoping they were going to win. Honestly, I hope the Leafs had pulled it off. But
well, they've still got, they played well. They just have... They've got what is it? Tomorrow night. So Saturday night.
Yep. Tonight. This is airing to Saturday. So tonight.
Right. So tonight they've got this is the big chance, and then who knows who they'll play in the second round if they move on. But that'll this is the start. So we're just keeping our fingers crossed.
Well, and we've had some questions come in, and this one I'm going to read. It says, "Hello, Peter," not Steve. Peter.
Okay.
"I'm comparing the gas and electricity consumption figures of this month's bills with the comparison 1 month's figure from the previous year."
Okay.
"And in this comparison, I see a 30% reduction in natural gas and a 25% reduction in electricity. I think those figures are heading in the right direction."
Awesome.
"Regards, John."
So, John, those figures are skewed just a little bit because John never ran his furnace fan on continuously, and now he does.
So even running it continuously, he's still seeing a
25% savings electrically,
which
is outstanding. So he had an old Claire Hecla furnace. I mean, it was almost 6 feet tall, 7 feet wide, or 7 feet long, and 2 feet wide. It was a monster, but it wasn't efficient. So, but the electrical motor, which he just ran in what we call fan auto, which means it only comes on when the heat or the air conditioner comes on, it means it's off really 65, 60, 70% of the time, only running 30% of the time. To now it's running 24/7, 365. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, so we appreciate John. We appreciate the information, John. That's what we know will happen.
Yes.
But it's nice when it's confirmed. And,
yes.
And we won't say you will save X.
No.
Because we can't.
But we also tell, when you're looking at that data, you have to look at usage, not necessarily dollars and cents, because if prices have changed, you may or may not be saving anything. You may be staying status quo because cost of fuel has gone up. So it's important to look at usage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you for sending that in, and please keep us up to date as the year goes along. We get in the air conditioning season.
That's tremendous.
Things like that.
Yeah.
So, or I should say, as we're in the air conditioning.
Yes, because it just kind of fell on us as it does. It just, the next day, boom, you get warm.
Well, and we're going to talk about response time and responsiveness, because we live that. I live that with you this week in Cornwall.
Yes, you did.
And we're going to talk about that before we talk about our responsiveness, but we'll leave that to the, I don't have enough time to go through the intro of that, because that will take quite a long time. And I see you have one of those lovely coffees.
I do. Did it
take
Starbucks.
You as long?
No.
No. Okay. Well, then maybe. But
I think it was a test of patience for you is what it was.
Well, I was about ready to walk back to the hotel, but we'll go through that a little bit later. So everybody should have their air conditioner covers off.
If you don't, yes, because if you would have turned it on with that heat, and you could have burned out a compressor.
Yeah. So definitely, if that, even if you didn't turn it on, get the cover off.
It's well past the time.
We need to get that done. I mean, if you got the garden hose out, give it a little wash down.
Yep.
We're going to put on Facebook. I can't promise this weekend, but early next week, to show an air conditioner, then taking the panels off and the dirty.
Right.
And then cleaning it so that people can see, because a lot of people, just think, hey, I don't need to clean it. And I showed someone at a meeting that we were at, and they went, I haven't done mine in 10 years.
I said,
well, you need to get it done.
Yes.
But we'll hopefully get that up, and you'll definitely be able to see what's going on. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752, or always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Well, welcome back to the Inch by Inch Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning for May the 14th.
Yes.
We had dinner with one of our listeners who said it would be nice if you would mention the date on your shows, like Bob McCowan.
So, is that right?
So I was going to put my sunglasses on like Bob McCowan and say the date. So, Ron, it's May the 14th is the date.
Oh. All right.
We'll try to remember to do that. No guarantee. Now, responsiveness. So we went to one of our fellow HVAC companies who were celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Yes.
So we went to a little celebration down in Cornwall for them and enjoyed it. And when we were leaving, you decided you needed to have a starter coffee.
Right.
And so we...
I needed to go to my favorite coffee store right. And have a real cup of coffee. Yes, that's correct.
So we get in the drive-through line, and there's two cars in front of us. And the first one, you know, I thought, well, that's taking a while, but they go. And the next car in front of us, I think after 2 minutes, I said, how long is this thing going to take? And so I started timing it.
And I responded, it really depends on what kind of drinks they got. If they got one of those foofy frilly drinks, then it's going to take a little bit longer because they have to be made. Right.
So we've been there about 2 minutes. I start timing. It's 7 minutes. Now, so really, it's been nine.
But also,
minutes.
Come on. Let's remember. She handed the girl a $20 bill, and then because you could see what she handed her, and then. She just got a little bit of change back. So I knew immediately what was going on. You didn't.
I'm going, this GPS thing says we're 4 minutes from the hotel. I'm walking back. Like, I've been sitting here for 7 minutes, and we haven't even moved. I could be back in my hotel room.
So she got her one foofy drink, right?
Yeah, didn't like it.
No discussion there. Yeah, well, a little discussion. Yeah, I don't think it had the... It may not have had enough berries in it. So she handed it back and got the appropriate... mixture put in, and then she accepted it. And then she waited for her second foofy drink, right?
Well, and I think she finished drinking her first one because she'd been there for 7 minutes, and I saw her drinking it. I'm thinking, that thing's empty now. So is that what you do? You drink one while you're sitting there,
and then you said to me, is yours going to take this? I said, no, mine's just a simple coffee. It'll be, when I get up there, it'll be zip and done. And what was I, 30 seconds?
Yeah, you were very, you know, but I'm going up, in my mind, I'm going, okay, is this going to make any money in this place waiting 10 minutes? That's only six of these things in an hour.
She spent $20 for two drinks. Yeah. What do you think? I think they're doing just fine.
So I was really appreciative when we were going to drive home that you pulled up and walked in.
Yeah, I didn't want to put you through that again. Yes,
I thought, thank God.
So you went over to Shoppers and got yourself a Coke.
And I had to find it. Then get through the checkout, and then come back, and you're still not up. So I had to sit. That's why my chocolate bar melted. Because I had to sit at their table, and the chocolate bar was in the sun, and it melted. So your fault the whole week.
Apparently, you know. Yes. Apparently.
Now, is that how we respond when people call? Do we answer the phone quickly and get them booked and get out there?
We do. So when you call here. We will be answering the phone call. We don't have a call center in place, so it's not going anywhere but to an employee of Peter Inch & Associates. So we are the ones answering the phone, and then we answer the phone all the time. So even on the weekends when the storefront is closed, we still answer that phone. So
and who normally answers the phone?
It's you and Vanessa.
Well, Vanessa. Vanessa's the number one, and she probably gets 99.9% of the calls.
Yes. She's the kind one.
Yeah. And I'm the one saying, hello. But answering it on the 401 as we're driving back.
Yes. Yes.
And then, it's the two of us. We're going to pick up the phone, answer it, get you scheduled, and get moving on.
Yes. And then, based on, as it gets warmer, our capacity starts to push. So right now we're good, but if the heat keeps up, we're going to start pushing out. So that's why, prior to today, we've been telling people, just turn your air conditioner on. Just see if it works. Just turn it on and make sure the fan and the compressor outside, make sure it's blowing cold air. Then then you know that you're going to be okay. But if you do that and nothing happens outside, at least you have time to respond before the weather turns hot, and then you can't get cooling. You can't get a technician when you really need one.
Well, and you know, the we could tell, like, we were in a room with, what, I'd say 20 other contractors, and you could tell the heat was going up because they were all looking at their phones and trying to deal with situations, and I'm going, if they had just tested this thing like we talk about all the time, mm-hmm. we would have had all these fixed and nobody be without air conditioning at this time. But waiting till it's hot and turning it on,
yep.
that's when the challenges happen.
Always. Same thing goes for in the fall for your heat, right? You shouldn't wait until the first cold day
yep.
to make August, sure things are working.
Yep. September, flip it on, check yep. it out, make sure it's going.
Yeah.
Now, we did a couple presentations in the past couple weeks, one to the London Executive Association
yes.
on May 5th, and yep. one to the St. Thomas Executive Association on May 10th.
That's correct.
And presented to them. And they asked me, what can we do to help your company?
And you said?
Let everyone know that where we... I said, when you're, you know, you're having a barbecue on the back deck and you got like 20 people over, you know, clink your glass to get everybody to listen. Say, excuse me, you know, can you listen for 1 second? I just wanted to inform you that Peter Inch now has his own company, Peter Inch and Associates. So if you need any air conditioning or heating, call him.
Right.
And it's peterinch.ca. That's all they got to do. Just take 30 seconds out of all your parties and all your big get-togethers, Christmas, you know, to say, hang on, people, you're all using Peter Inch and Associates. So Vanessa puts down, can you let the listeners know a referral is the biggest compliment you can give us? Tell them that Vanessa is excited to hear from their friends and family who are in need of an air conditioner maintenance or repair this season.
It's good. Yes, referrals are great. Yes.
And you like referrals.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
That's, you know, referral business, it really is the best kind of business to get. So you know that you're dealing with a, you know, you've satisfied someone to the point that they feel confident that they'll pass your name along to somebody else, which is, it really is the true, the best compliment you can get is that you've made them so happy that they've referred you to someone with a similar problem.
So I know you're going out to the keg. So take some cards, and when you're there, slip one to the maitre d' to say, hey, buddy, you know, if anybody's coming in, just mention our company. And then as you go, they go to your seat, just drop them at the tables.
Right, on the way by, yeah, just, yes. Just so you want me to act like a politician?
Yeah, yeah. To start. But you only act on the promoting side. On the ethics side, that's different. We are we're an ethical
yes,
company.
Yes, we are.
So, but we just need to get that information
out.
Need to
get the message out.
So definitely we want that to happen. We also, when we were down there in Cornwall, which I drove you by the NAV Center.
Cause yes.
I had spent a couple of... or a month there at one point. So I wanted to show you the beautiful NAV Center and the St. Lawrence River.
It was gorgeous, and it was a beautiful day yesterday when we were coming home, so yes.
But that a lot of the contractors, you know, we felt we were in amongst people who were thinking like us.
Yes.
In a lot of cases. It was nice to see that those great contractors are all over the province.
Yes, not just here in London on Pacific Court.
And they drilled me a little bit when I was there.
They did.
You know, I thought, I'm just here as a guest. Why are you asking me questions now?
They wanted to see if you're going to fit.
Yep, but I hope we answered them fine. And
I think we did.
I thought, hey, we better show some of these guys what we have here. So we showed them the open house pictures and pictures of the place so that they have a better idea of what the company's like here
yes.
in London. So that was good. So,
aren't you gonna give a shout out to your sister Sandy?
Oh yeah, hi Sandy. No, it was nice at the Beamish.
Yes, the Beamish house
where we had a dinner.
A half pound hamburger is what it was. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning on May the 14th. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca, and we'll be right back. Well, welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We're going to get right into the mailbag, Steve. Some questions that came in. Is it better to have both the air conditioner and furnace maintained at the same time, or should we do them in the spring and fall?
Well, you know, you can do it either way, but it just if it really depends on you and how you want your time. I typically like my stuff all done together, only because it, you know, we all have busy lives, and sometimes I know they can do it all together, so sometimes I just prefer it done all at once. So it's really, it's an option for you. You can choose to split them up if you decide. It's a personal preference. We can do either. So it's whatever you really prefer.
And, you know, what I say is when you do them both, you only got to take one day off of work or inconvenience one day. People think, well, I need to have it checked before the start of the season. And it's really, no, you need it checked
once a year. Yep.
So as long, you know, you can do the air conditioner now, you can do the air conditioner in August.
Yes.
After it's ran a whole summer, and you can check it over. I always say, when do you get your car looked at? Before you go on a long trip. Well, air conditioner is really going to work hard in, you know, the June and July, so maybe that's when you should have it looked at. Or your furnace is going to work very hard in January, February, maybe that's when you should have it looked at.
But right.
It's kind of, you know, it's your preference. We sell our plans. It's the same price whether we come out once or we come out twice.
Right.
But it's more what's convenient for you.
Yes. So my preference, just because of time, I just have to come out once a year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do it all.
Yeah. Now, I have so many, they have to come twice. But they do my air conditioner, my HRV, and my tankless. And then they come and do my furnace and my fireplace. Mm-hmm. So, and my, you know, to make sure that everything's getting done.
Ah, so maybe I need a little bit more time because I've got a ductless heat pump, furnace and an air, and a tankless.
So you got two. And a furnace.
Yes.
You have a furnace?
Yeah. Okay. I said furnace, air, ductless, and a tankless.
Right.
Yeah.
So you might split it up.
I might split it up.
So. But it's again getting that stuff looked at once a year and make sure they're working.
Yeah.
Now, another call came in today asking about generator hookup, and that do they need to be a clearance from the exhaust of the furnace? And then went on about the exhaust and how close can they be to the exhaust, or it's really the intake.
It's the intake
of the furnace.
Because I imagine the generator is going to make some, it's going to make some exhaust, I would think. So it's the one that we have to be careful about, because it'd have to be so far away from an intake. So whether that's an intake, a fresh air intake into the house, or a fresh air intake into, or just the air intake for a furnace, or a water heater. So we just, there'd be restrictions. Now, I don't really know about the generator itself, so there'd be specifications on the generator as to where it should go, so sometimes you just have to work around those things.
Yeah, and I, you know, I'm a cautious person, so get the generator 6 feet away, you know, minimum. Like, take a look at what it says, but, you know, yes, 3 feet, but I'm saying get it away. We want that exhaust to be able to get away before there's any chance of it coming in a window or in the vents or anything like that.
But the way they're building these houses these days, they don't necessarily leave that much time. So everybody's going to minimums these days, which is not the best situation. But really, they're packing everything in, and you know, it becomes a challenge. So, you know, the whole generator thing, which is a great idea. But, you know, you have to make sure that there's room for it, and you're not going to infringe on any other mechanical stuff.
Well, and as we heard, that's going to change in 2030.
Yes.
Because homes aren't going to have natural gas coming into them at that point.
Right. It's all about electrification. So,
Yes, so that'll be an interesting thing that happens. So electrification just means they're going to go, they're going to be building more net zero homes. So they'll be, whether they're going to be using ground source or air source or who knows what they're using, but they'll be electrified.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that will be interesting.
And that's not too far away. We're only talking like 8 years, right? 8 years down the road.
Yeah. You're not going to click your phone there, are you?
Maybe on purpose, just to bother you.
Yeah. But that was a good question that came in. Now, we had another one come in about gas hookup for stoves. Can we do it?
Yes, we can do it.
Okay. And then the customer asked about the hookup. Can we bring with them what I would call a gas flex? Because the stove doesn't come with one. And what I would say, the challenge with trying to bring a gas flex is what size is the line, then what size is going into the stove, and then is there a cupboard on either side so I have to have a longer flex so that the stove can get pulled out, or is there no cupboard on one side so I can put in a shorter flex? There's a lot of things that come up in that.
Right. And it's just, so it's time consuming. So, And then there's always access. So is the basement open underneath that we can actually get a gas line to the place? Or are we coming from, in some cases, you know, stoves go to an outside wall. Are we coming outside the house and back in? So there's lots of questions. Really, it's something that we need to see, probably. And then we would price as, you know, we'd price the job as we looked at it first.
Yeah, so no problem of doing it, but it could be a two-trip item.
Yes.
Because we'd have to see what's there. And the challenge you get is, when's the stove being delivered? Because people want it hooked up right away. You know, I want to cook on this.
Right.
And the same thing, you get a barbecue and then you want a gas line put in, and it takes, you're better to put the gas line in then go get a barbecue.
Yes.
Because it could be difficult. So when it's like this hot and we're busy doing air conditioners, it's hard to get to a gas line.
Yeah, because it takes time. Yep.
And we want to thank Dean for covering for you.
Yes, he was busy.
Seemed to do a pretty good job while you were off.
Yeah, he did.
Thank him and Vanessa for covering for me. You know, but I guess it didn't need a lot of covering to do for me. So.
No, she just had to do her own job, and then, you know, whatever it is that you do here.
Yeah, fall asleep.
Order parts.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't give your sister Sandy and Ron a nice enough accolade, as far as I'm concerned. I wanted to just point out the fact that she just told me that they just recently took their air conditioner cover off.
I know. I couldn't believe that. I said, don't you listen to this radio show?
She does, and she was listening to me.
Yeah, I couldn't believe when they said that. I think I got up and went to the washroom.
I think you did after that. Yeah, you accept you. Upset you so much that you had to leave and go to the washroom. Yes.
You know, get it off. And it was hot. I mean, it was hot in the restaurant.
It wasn't hot in the restaurant.
Maybe it was hot after they didn't take the cover off. Maybe that's what created the heat. But no, it was nice to see Sandy and Ron.
Yes.
So it was nice that you got to have the famous Beamish burger. Yours was blue cheese.
I had a blue cheeseburger, yeah. It was actually very good, yeah. Not something you would have, though.
No, that was, and she tried to give it to me.
Now, can we ask what the difference is between an open face and a closed face steak sandwich?
One's great, and one is absolutely awful. And maybe we should talk about bringing your glasses so you can read the menu to not having glasses and just thinking.
Yes.
It was a steak sandwich with the bun and the steak on top, and, you know,
open
it'd be perfect.
An open-faced steak sandwich instead of the sandwich that you got, which had all kinds of things on it that you did not appreciate.
And a scrape. Oh, I spent 10 minutes scraping everything off.
But then, you know, she got you a very nice bowl of ice cream and removed the cookie.
Remove the cookie.
Yes.
Right. So we give her credit for that. It's the only reason she got the tip, because. But yeah, that was an interesting steak sandwich. And no steak knife. So it was like, you know, I felt like I was a Hulk trying to cut through the steak. There's lots of memories from that trip.
Yeah, because most people don't cut a closed-faced steak sandwich. They just pulled it up to their mouth and chew it, right? But no.
Well, maybe we will bring up about the hotel. you know, the booking of it. We've,
oh, sure, because that was interesting,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yes. So we'll leave that to the next segment, okay. But we'll tell that story.
Okay.
And that was all me.
Yes.
That was
yeah.
all my myself. So when you're... when you're listening, yeah, I'm all upset about that already. When you're listening to the Inch by Inch Home Comfort Show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning on May the 14th. So, Steve, we were going to Cornwall. We were supposed to stay at the Best Western. They sent out a reservation package. What happened?
Well, you the day before we were going to leave, there was an aha moment in your office when you realized that they didn't book the rooms. You were supposed to call and book the rooms, right?
That's right.
And you went, oh, darn it. I think were your exact words. Not really. But anyway, then you made a call down to the host hotel, which, you know, you called, and lo and behold, they had nothing available. Imagine that. The day
totally.
Before.
It's Cornwall. What are you talking about? You have nothing available in Cornwall.
Okay, so then you start calling around, and we find vacancy at the Ramada, which was great. It was just down the street, not too far away. So you went ahead and you booked two rooms at the Ramada for two nights. So off we go. Off we travel.
We're good. We're good. Yeah. We got two rooms.
Yeah, and then after we have dinner, we land in Cornwall probably around 10:30-ish in there someplace. And we get to the hotel, and we go in, and there's the lady's already serving somebody, and she looked at us. Do you guys have reservations? You said, yep, Inch. Well, that's tomorrow night. And she said, no, it's tonight. Like, we're here. And she said, no, I'm pretty sure it's tomorrow night, but let me finish this with this customer first, and then we'll have a look.
And they had a little computer issue.
Yes, because there was, down. Yeah, the computer was down, so, which is why she probably knew everything. And lo and behold, you had said that, yeah, we were going to be at the conference Wednesday and Thursday, so she just assumed that, yeah.
You want Wednesday night, Thursday night.
Yeah. And there we are standing there Tuesday night. So it was kind of funny because she said, well, there is a couple rooms, but they're upstairs, like on the second floor. Well, that's not a big deal. It is, I guess, if you realize that there's no elevator. But it was, I mean, good thing you had your knee replaced. But yeah. It was good. So, yeah, they had rooms available. And yeah, it actually was quite funny, though, because the look on your face was, could there anything else go wrong?
Yeah, it was. And I, you know, she asked us to step back while she waited on the other. And I'm thinking, what? And then I went, oh, yeah, you talked about Wednesday, Thursday is the conference. And you
yes.
never said you were coming Tuesday. And
yeah.
So all my fault.
But it was good. You know, we got checked into two rooms, and everything was fine.
You know, you kept saying, just say that again, Peter. You made a mistake.
You made a mistake? What? What was that? You made a mistake? Really?
Wow. Can I hear that again? So.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed that moment.
Yeah, that was. We had a lot of fun. But hey, they were nice rooms. I'd recommend the Ramada.
Absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
And there was restaurants around there. And
yeah, the Continental breakfast was good in the morning. It was excellent, yeah.
Yeah, so we enjoyed ourselves. And then we drove over to the Best Western.
Yes, for our meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, there was one, when they said, you know, it's like 200 meters walk from the Best Western to Walker Heating and Air Conditioning.
Yeah.
And they said, so just leave your cars here and walk down.
Well, it was like half a mile.
Yeah.
So like it was a long way,
man. Kept going, can you see it yet?
I couldn't see a sign or anything, and we were walking. It's just a little bit farther. I thought, holy cow.
And the general manager saying, this is the most exercise I'm ever going to get.
Yeah.
He says, not just today, ever.
Ever.
Walking
yes.
here. And yeah. I'm thinking, well, if you think it's that far. But
yeah.
So we went down and visited that and gave a good walkthrough. So if you're down, you got any properties down in Cornwall, Walker Climate Care is a great company to give
them
a call.
They will look after you. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And the general manager is from London.
Yes.
So even he's got a connection. He's still got family here, so we told him to drop in. We'd give him a tour and show him how we do things.
Yep.
What are you laughing at, Steve?
Nothing.
Nothing? Just my Nothing. Booking. Yeah. So we had a brand new car, and I couldn't open the window. We had a no hotel reservation when we got there.
Right, yeah.
You know, so we had a little of excitement early on.
Yes, yeah, we had a closed-faced steak sandwich that you had to scrape all the stuff off because you wouldn't eat it.
Yeah.
What else happened?
I told you we're going to McDonald's after this so I could get something to eat.
Yeah, we never did. No. And then, because you got your bowl of ice cream and you were happy.
Yeah, that's right. That filled me up.
So. Yeah. But the St. Lawrence is beautiful. I mean, the area is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to be down there. And I had been there for two conferences for Curling Canada at the NAV Center.
Yeah.
So that I knew a lot of it. But I was at the far end of Cornwall, and we were at the other end of Cornwall.
Right.
So I saw some new things that I hadn't seen before. So
that was good.
It was good to be there. And everybody here was working hard in the hot weather. We were just, you know, sipping on coffee. And I never, you know, day one, I was very impressed because they had Coke in the morning.
They did.
Day two, they didn't have Coke.
No.
So, but, you know, they got to remember some people don't drink coffee.
So. Yes, I guess so. Yes, you felt a little discriminated against.
Yep.
Yes. But you drank water.
Yeah. So, in this weather, you know, we're getting a lot of calls. The fan on the outside of the air conditioner is running, but there's no cold air.
So a couple of things could be happening. You really should maybe reset your breaker. Sometimes the breaker can half trip. And so you really should snap that off, snap it back on again, and make sure it's fully on. And sometimes that'll start the compressor. Sometimes there might be an issue with the compressor. So if that breaker snaps back off automatically, there is a compressor problem because it's what's going to snap that breaker back. It could be seized. It could just be stuck. It may need a hard start kit. There could be something in the contactor which is not allowing it to pull in properly.
Like an earwig.
So really, if it's not working, then you're going to have to call us. We don't open that electrical thing up and try to get in there, you electrocute yourself. So it's important just to call a service call, and we'll get out there as quick as we can and get you looked after.
Yeah, and they did talk, you know, the supply chain shortages.
Yes.
There is some more coming down that they were talking about.
About refrigeration shortages, which is a big thing, yes.
So please, you know, don't wait. You want to do stuff, get it early. Get it booked in. Make sure that we can get that in for you before these shortages start to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've stocked up, you know, but Dean did very well yesterday and sold three jobs. So all of a sudden your stock goes down pretty quickly.
It does.
As you start selling three a day.
Things, it depletes pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we keep ordering it. And they keep saying, yes, Peter, we'll ship that to you.
Yeah.
And so it's good. What's your plans for this lovely 2 days? Now, I guess we're golfing now. You dumped me. I'm not on your foursome anymore. And you're going off at what, 11:30?
I'm going off at 11:30, yes.
And I got to wait till 2.
Right.
To go off.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's not right.
Well, I guess
I like going off at 11:30.
I guess you could have signed up for 18 holes then.
Yeah, well. Then can I quit after 9?
Yeah, you could, I suppose. Oh, okay. Something came up. I got to go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, see ya. Yeah. But
so we'll be out at Hickory Ridge?
Hickory Ridge, yes. It's a nice little golf course. It's not long by any means, but it's got some good, nice little holes. And
And hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll be able to announce a special golf ball being made just for our company.
Yeah, it's quite unique, actually. Yeah. It'll be fun.
So once we get them, we'll announce that, and hopefully you find one.
Yes, hopefully you, on the golf course, you come across a Peter Rich & Associate ball, just really kind of look, turn it over, and read everything on it, and then you'll know.
Yeah, when everybody says, are you going to go look for that? Nope, I'm not looking for that ball.
That one just gets to stay for somebody else to find.
That's right. So it'll be a lot of fun. That was your idea.
Yes.
And I took it and ran with it.
You thought, that's just what, yeah, when, sometimes when I come up with an idea, you just kind of roll it over. But that one, you kind of stopped and went,
Work.
That might work, yeah.
Well, when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. To listen to this show, you can go, or any of our shows, you can go to peterinch.ca and hit our podcast button at the top of the homepage. As we say at the shop, life is hard, buy the yard, buy from Inch, life's a cinch. We'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.